basically talking to you before, like, it totally lowered my expectations for the record. Then I heard it, was completely blown away. I don't know a lot about, like, the whole, like, about this, you know, the recording, the story behind it, but I'm guessing it's, like, the quickest and most kind of intensely worked album you've ever done.
Most of the records I've done are sort of, the songs just accumulated. Like, I'll hook up with somebody and we'll record a few songs, and then the album kind of over a long period of time glues together, you know, all these songs come together. And this was just the first time I just gone into a studio, let's book 2 weeks and just kind of do it.
Right.
And so it was done really quick, a really short amount of time.
Do you have any preconceived idea stylistically of what you're going to do when you went in?
The only thing I had was the songs were written. And the other, Mel Golden, Odelay, most of the songs hadn't been written. I'd go into the studio, just kind of build these songs piece by piece, and then at the end, the song would be written. So I did everything backwards this time. I, like, had these songs, but nobody knew the songs. It was basically myself and several of the musicians set up in a room with mics, and there's a couple of songs where even we did the vocal live. And I was just trying to get that sound where every musician is in each other's microphone, you know? Like, music's recorded very separately now.
Yeah.
It's really antiseptic and sort of doesn't... There's not that quality of the song just being like this one piece. You hear, like, strings come in, and it'll just be, you know, it'll sound very separate from the track, and that's something that's really prized as a good quality and good sound, good engineering, good recording. I think we were trying to get something where it was just, you couldn't really tell what instrument was what.
Yeah, totally. I was wondering if those are string sections or samples.
No, those are actually string sections. Yeah, I'd never done that. It was fun. So the way we mixed it, we kind of turned the orchestra into more of an atmosphere.
Yeah.
An actual orchestra.
Because it's sort of like when the song ends, you feel almost like it was just going on in the background the whole time, and now you just noticed it.
Yeah, I wanted it to sound like a sea cave or something, you know. But I think that's, like, something really common in how music's made now, that people tend to record, like, you can hear every little part. And I just like that thing where everything just washes together, and it's, you can't really tell what's what. That goes back to the days when there was just one mic, so everything was being picked up in the same filter.
Yeah. Did you intentionally leave in, like, studio voices and things like that?
I always try to leave in the mistakes. That's the interesting stuff. Somebody walked into the room while you were doing the falsetto lead and said, the burritos are here. You know, that's the best part, usually. You know, that's the part that people remember.
And what were some of the mistakes that were left on this one?
Not too many. This is a pretty clean cut.
Right. Even the jam at the end, one that degenerates into this weird kind of...
Oh, with the noise and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a late night. That's on Cancel Check.
Yeah.
We'd rented all this percussion, and we had all this stuff, so the song sort of was dying out, and we didn't really know how to end it, so we just all went into the room and took all the stuff, and we had shakers and coffee cups, and stuff was just flying. It was this melee of studio gear, and people got hurt, actually. I think there's one part where you hear somebody was leaping into the air, and another guy stood up at the exact time, and they fell over, and it was a mess. But that's how we achieved that effect. We went that extra 3 centimeters for our art, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It was sort of a 3 a.m. Hollywood Studio B serenity, you know?
And you put your blood into this record?
Yes,
yeah.
We do, in all of them.
and there's like that weird...
Actually, my bass player on one of the songs was bleeding. He had blood on his fingers. But he's into that, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't really count.
And I was also going to ask the whole... I mean, I guess all the keyboards and the extra sounds and that's all Roger Manning, or...
Yeah, no, I played a lot of them, too, but he did, yeah, he played a lot. He's known as half of the Moog cookbook,
right.
And so he had this arsenal of incredible synthesizers and you know, just things that should be in museums. You know, it was every day he like never ceased to amaze us with some crazy, you know, Italian organ that looked like a vitamin or something. You know, giant, you know, things that didn't even need to make music. They were just so beautiful or strange.
Yeah. And then what were some of the things he used?
I wouldn't know all the names. There was so many of them. But I guess there was some Moog. You know, a lot of older analog-type synthesizers. I was always the one trying to bring in more newer, modern, like more mass-produced contemporary stuff. I'm always interested in trying to get those kind of instruments to sound cool. It's pretty easy to like plug in something from the early 70s and it's like, oh, it's great. You've heard it on a million records before. I think it's kind of interesting to take something that hasn't been really used. Or I think a lot of keyboards now tend to have a lot of techno and rave sounds, and nobody really uses those sounds in the context of like singer-songwriter things. So I brought a few keyboards like that, a few of those kind of elements.
And whose idea was the harpsichord?
What's that?
Isn't there, I hear like a harpsichord in there?
Yeah, I really wanted to use a harpsichord. Thing is, you got to tune the thing like every day. It's like the thing goes out of tune like every hour, and there's hundreds of strings, and it's a really, the most insanely high maintenance instrument ever invented, but it's just so pleasing.
Yeah.
Like the real one.
And it's in that We Live Again, right? It's
got
a total incense and peppermint spot.
Right, right.
Yeah.